should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Ooh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with it. Devotion.
Yeah.
run over. Till my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run over.
Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God on tonight. Hallelujah. How many can say on tonight that you want God to fill us up tonight? How many can say on tonight God want God to run us over tonight? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. In order to get filled up tonight, you got to first empty yourself out tonight. Amen. God said he cannot use anybody when you fall. That means you don't have nothing to, no room for God to put something in us. Come on, we should come empty to the house of God, empty into his presence so the Lord can fill us up. And I don't know about you all, I want God to fill me up tonight. Come on, somebody. Every now and then, we need to go back and do tearing. Come on. We need to go back and get that refill. Every now and then, come on. You can't use some things or tools. Come on, somebody, tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but I'm so excited about what God is doing, even I'm tired of my physical body. But this is a time and a season that we got to push, we got to press, be beyond the tides. Come on, somebody, oh, tonight, hallelujah. I praise God, I Shabbat God, I give God glory, I give God honor tonight because I know who he is. Come on, somebody, the Bible said the righteous can run in and be saved on tonight. He is your Jehovah Jireh, he's your El Shaddai, he's your provider, he's your healer, oh my God, he's your script, he is your redeemer on tonight, hallelujah. Lord, I bless your name, my mind. Oh, course, I feel the presence of the Lord scrolling in mighty on tonight. Hi, my God. Lord, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to a quick prayer to right into the spirit because I feel the shifting already taking place already. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Lord, we come to tell the Lord thank you on tonight. Oh, God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it just wouldn't be enough. Lord, we come to praise you. We come to Shabbat you. We come to sit at the feet of Jesus. We come to get in the presence of the Most High God on tonight. Lord, we come before you tonight, empty vessels, oh, God. Oh, God, our lamp is empty tonight, God. And Lord, we ask you to put some oil in our lamp tonight. God, we ask you to fill us up tonight. God, we ask you to give us an overflow on tonight, my God. Ooh, hi, that's a transfer, my God. Ooh, I feel the presence of God pushing, my God. Lord, we bless you. We glorify your name tonight. Ha! Huh? Ooh, we celebrate you tonight. Your name alone is worthy to be praised on tonight. God, you Jehovah, you El Shaddai. Oh, my God, you more than enough tonight. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I glorify you. I magnify your name in spite of, God, what we're going through tonight. It's in the press. Come on. We got to press have a way. We got to push beyond the tide, to push beyond what we go through, what we got to go through tonight. Come on, somebody. The Bible said the word's not given to the super, the strong, but only the one that shall endure to the end. Come on, somebody. You got to endure. It's a good soldier, warrior. A warrior don't quit. A warrior keep fighting on tonight. Lord, I bless you. I give you glory. I give you honor tonight. Reference you. My God. Ooh, hallelujah tonight. Ooh, we cast down every stronghold, my God. Warn against the people's mind on tonight. The battles, my. Ooh, the battle's not ours. The battle belongs to the Lord on tonight. Hey, the Lord says, for this is mine, says the Lord. He said he shall repay. Ha! Huh? Ooh, we got to learn how to be still. Come on, somebody. Learn how to have confidence in God on tonight. He said that battle's not ours. The battle belongs to the Lord. We already win. battle. We are already more than a conqueror. We are victorious, but you got to go through to come out, somebody. Come on. Where there's no text, there is no testimony. And Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I shabak your name. Lord, I glorify your name. If I had 10,000 tongues, just would not be enough. You know, God is so good. I do give honor to the Most High God. I give all honor to the head of my, his king of my life, the head of my life. Give honor to my husband tonight is Jesus Christ. Amen. The chief priest, cornerstone tonight. You know, it's amazing because the lesson I was going to preach on, I could not find my notes. I went through all my tablets, went in the closet. I could not find a note. So I said, okay, God, what do you want me to minister on? Because I don't never just come out and say anything. I already like God to speak to me. I'm like, God, okay, I can't find my lesson. But you know what? It's the reason why God didn't want me to find that lesson, because God want to shift the message on tonight. God want to shift the sermon tonight. That's why the Bible said, trust in the Lord, lead not to thy own understanding, but all our way, if we acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. God did not want me to find them. No, because God said, Lisa, I want to shift the service, but you got to get Lisa out of the way. Come on. We can't go through the emotions and things because we can't find out nothing, because God said, I need you to shift the service. I need you to minister on this right here, because this is worthy for somebody tonight. Amen. So we're going to talk about tonight, talking about a woman, a pursuer, a woman that know how to pursue God, woman know how to go after God, a woman of great wisdom. Come on, somebody. Woman of principle tonight. So I began to say, okay. He said, I need first of all, talk about the Proverbs 31 woman. Anybody know she was a virtuous woman, right? Amen. So, but we're going to really find out the deep of this thing, because it's beyond being a Proverbs 31:10, a virtuous woman. Amen. Because when you've been a virtuous woman, when you being that Proverbs woman, that it's something deeper than what it is. Amen. Let's get to the word of God. Proverbs 31. If a woman that pursue the wisdom of God instead of the wisdom of the world, the Proverbs 31 woman is not concerned with what seems right according to the world. Instead, she focuses on God. True. Her biggest desire is to honor God. What are your desires tonight? Come on, somebody. And my desires tonight. Who is speaking in the Proverbs? Okay, the Proverbs 31 woman, she is a good wife. Amen. They talk about in the word of God, her husband shall call her blessed. Her children shall call her blessed. She get up early in the morning, late at night time, preparing things. And so that's why her husband called her. She's a very blessed woman. Amen. Who is speaking in the Proverbs? The good wife. Amen. A good wife must further provide by putting complete confidence in him without resentment, carefully. Proverbs woman, she speak careful what she release out of her mouth. That's why we need wisdom. Wisdom is a principle. All we get a good what? Understanding of what? The word of God. Amen. So a Proverbs woman is, she don't worry about what the world say. Her focus is, what is God saying? What is God concerned about me? So when you be a Proverbs 31 woman, you are a different, you are just not a Proverbs 31 woman, but you are a woman of great wisdom. Wisdom, rise up. Wisdom would say, don't say that. Don't do that. Come on, somebody. Indeed, there's a time we need wisdom. We need a great discernment of spirit. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's why when the Lord says you can't eat from everybody's table, I don't care who doing whatever. I'm thank God I had the force of God when God say, do not. Don't do this. Don't do that. Why? Because you can't digest everybody's saying. Come on, somebody. If you rob people that has not been delivered, now if you got enough anointing on your life that you can pray for deliverance for that person, but first of all, they have to identify that they need to be delivered, because if you not pray up and fast up, guess what? What's on them is going to come on you, because you didn't use the wisdom, the principle of God. You went on your own. Come on. You did not acknowledge God. You did not see God. You did not ask God for permission. Permission first of all. We have to learn how to ask permission from our daddy. I call him my daddy. Before I do anything, I always seek God. Wise counseling. Amen. Her best wishes is for her husband by putting complete confidence in him. Without resentment, speaking carefully what she say, how she said, when she said, in the body's language. Uh-oh. Now, I know in the bottomless line tonight, we all say, we all Holy Ghost filled, women and men of God, and I know tonight, don't none of us use body language. Amen. Sometimes we got to say anything, your body language, your eyes, your look. Person already know. So if your look can cut a person, they like, wow, that look you gave me, that was not a God. That was a very deceiving look. Why? Because you don't use the wisdom of God. Principles. All we get a understanding. Amen. In him without resentment, speak carefully. I can faith fully in the Bible. 1 Timothy 3:11. Let's see what 1 Timothy say. Verse 3 and 11. Always have the word to back up what you say. Amen. The word is going to take care of everything else. Okay, 1:11. Just what the word of the Lord say. Amen. Here we go. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Talking about the women's. That's what we supposed to be, women's. Women's of God, my Proverbs 31, women's at tonight. Amen. You got to be careful what you release out of your mouth, because one thing about it, your words hurt, and sometimes we can't take back what the words go out of our mouth, because come on, the words going to cut deeply. You can say I'm sorry all day long, but that person going to remember what you said until they have confidence in you that you have changed. I believe you. I'm going to forgive you because I have watched and observed you, and now I know that you really are what? God is sorry. Amen. In the Bible, it's 1 Timothy 3:11. It's scroll. Even so must their wives be grave, not slander, soulful, faithfulness in all things. What does define a virtuous wife? Let's talk about this tonight. Virtuous wife. Okay, let's see. Virtuous wife, woman, as one who lead her home with integrity. Disciple, more slow to speak, swift to hear. And when we speak, we must use wisdom and be very careful with what we say and how we answer. Watch our tone, our voice, our body language. Woo! Come on, somebody, tonight. Come on, these Proverbs women. Tonight, I'm going to help the women tonight. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 18, verse 22, this is what the word of the Lord say tonight. Proverbs 18 and verse 22. Whosoever findeth, T-H, men, single men, here's what the word is saying. Whosoever findeth, T-H, you got to continue to seek, continue to search. Amen. Whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. Oh, my God. Man, y'all finna get y'all a Proverbs 31 woman tonight. You ain't gonna only get a woman, but guess what? You're gonna find a good thing and obtain it. T-H, baby, she gonna continue. Obtain it, the favor of the Lord. So check this out.
Man's of God, if you ain't got favor, your wife got favor. She got some TH on that thing. She going to continue to get the favor of God. So guess what? Whatever you got missing, guess what? She going to fill in the blank, baby, because she is well put together. Woo! She clothed with strength. A woman of God, a praying woman, a fasting woman, a woman that seek God into her husband. If he out in another city, in another country, the woman of God, the prayer warrior intercession for to pick up her husband in the realm of the spirit, she's supposed to go in. She's going to begin to pray for her for strength in the name of Jesus. It says she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her husband. And do it not eat the bread of idleness. Many women do normal things. Woo! That's what husband finna say, baby. Woo! That's what the man of God finna say. He just been the proverb say, he said, I've been with many women, but you is the one. You is the one. Why? You well put together? Come on. You got how the favor of God up on you? You a good thing. You a good woman. And baby, if I ain't got favor, you got favor. And guess what? We become as one. So what he got, she got. That's why you got to be careful. You see who you connect yourself with. You can't be married to these men and women. Come on, somebody ain't got no prayer life. Ain't fashion. They ain't saved for real. Come on. They said they're a Proverbs 31 woman, but are you really a Proverbs 31 woman? Because she goes after God. She seek God. She praying. She asking God, God, give me wisdom. How shall I minister to my husband? God, give me wisdom. How can I minister to my family? How can I take care of my husband? How can my husband get that I can up? God's wisdom kick in that I can go in and seek your closet, and I can get in the place of my husband, and whatever it was, I got the power to create and declare things that whatever it is on my husband, it has to go now. Come on, somebody. You got to use your power. You got to use your word. You got to have the anointing on your life. The Bible says the anointing of God, it comes to destroy every yoke. Come on. A yoke is a bondage. A yoke can be something on a person. But if you got the anointing on your life, my God, you can destroy that thing. Come on, somebody. I believe the word of God says speak to the mouth. And you got to command the mouth to be thy removed. Woo! My God. When last time you used your power? Last time you used your authority? When last time you rise up and say, enough is enough. Satan shouldn't be in your house. The devil shouldn't be in your house. The enemy should not be in your house. When you're a worshiper. Woo! My God. Woo! When you are worship, the devil cannot stand to worship or to pray. A worship will drive the devil, will drive the enemy, will drive the Jezebel, will drive the warlords out, the worshiper. Oh, my God. When you worship under the anointing, under the power of God, oh, my God, I feel the power of God tonight. My God, oh, you got to know who you are in this season. Come on, somebody. You got to use the word of God. The word is your weapon. When you clap your hands do warfare. Don't just clap your hands, be clapping your hand. Clap your hands to do warfare. Come on, somebody. The devil can't come in my house. Why? Because the blood is over my doorpost. Who? I keep my house prayed up. I don't let nobody come to my house. Can I be real? Come on. You got to be careful who you like entertain, who you like walk through your door. You got to know them by the spirit. You better have a discernment of spirit these days of time. The Bible says if it's possible, the very elect will be deceived. How will we be deceived? You ain't got no word in you. You ain't been praying. You ain't been fasting. You ain't seeking God. Come on. What if I were the God of my flesh and my emotions? Hell, cussle, eat, I'm tired. I lost my note. I ain't got no word. I ain't got nothing tonight. I ain't going to do it. I just wait to do it Thursday in May. What if Lisa Carol Harris would have got in her feelings It ain't about me. It ain't about me being tired. It ain't about me doing nothing. It's about the kingdom of God. When you have been chosen by God, you can't have no excuse. When it comes down to preaching the gospel, when it comes down to spreading the good news of God, you better put that flesh under suggestion. Come on, somebody. You say, well, been a time. You better push. You better press. You better get into that present position. Let the devil know. Get up off of me. Isaiah 43, and once of those that wait upon the Lord, then he said, we shall renew our strength. We shall mind out. Come on. Call on Jesus. Lord, I need some strength. I need to refresh, revive, restore me. I need it now. Now. Now, God. Once you speak out of your mouth, God going to demonstrate. Come on. But what kind of words are you releasing out of your mouth? Faithful instruction on her household. She's a faithful wife. She's a faithful woman of God. She's a faithful intercessor. She's a faithful woman of God that's standing in the gap. Intercede, go in. Not for her family. You should always know how to cover your pastor. You should know how to intercede, stand in the gap for your pastor. Something these pastors are going through, they shouldn't be going through. You know what? Because we're supposed to be covering them. We're supposed to be interceding for them. And we're supposed to be what? Standing in the gap. And we're supposed to be blocking every blow. But we ain't blocking nothing. Why? Because you ain't got no prayer life. You ain't got no fast alive. You're busy by it. You're tail bearer. Self-Facebook. Self-Instagram. Self-something itself. And seek the face of God. Lay before God. Cry out for your pastor. Come on. These men and women of God, the warfare they've been in camping, in camping, they should have to camp that kind of warfare. Why? We ain't on the wall. We ain't on our face. We ain't praying. We ain't seeking God. Come on, somebody. We ain't got time. Why? I'm tired. I'm tired, God. God said, I never get tired. So how you gonna tell me you tired? If you tired, ask me to give you some strength. You tired? Ask God to refresh me. Ask God to restore you. Ask God to replenish you. Come on, somebody. We don't have time. God said all the excuses, what? Nail to the cross. She's faithful. She is crushed on her household. And do it not eat the bread of others. Men and women do noble things, but you surpass them all. See, that's what my husband, that's what I know. Just hold on, thank you, Holy Ghost. But God sent me my soulmate, my husband. This is what the man of God going to say to Prophet Pastor Lisa K. R. Harris. This is what he going to tell me, babe. He said, but you surprised them all. Bigger than me, surpass, do I be better than ever before, exceed, to go beyond. Woo! Tonight, God, I want to exceed. God, I want to go beyond dignity, mean being worldly and honor and respect. Woo! I thank God for God going to send me. God going to send me his promised son. That's why I'm in my proper place. I'm in position. I'm keeping myself. Come on, somebody, keep it all. From the head to the toe, I'm keeping myself. I'm preserving myself. When God send me my husband, guess what? He going to say all this and beyond about me. Why? Because I'm in that secret place in Psalms 91. I am dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And as I'm in that secret place, my husband shall find me in the secret place. Woo! He shall speak very highly of me. Come on, somebody. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of God. What is the Proverbs 31 woman look like? Uh-oh. Woo! Women, y'all better get on the edge of your feet on this one right here. What is the Proverbs 31 woman look like? A woman most know for she gained knowledge, a diligence. A woman seems to do it all. As a virtual woman, she is constantly busy doing tasks, loving her family, other well based, but she a superwoman. Oh my God. She is a superwoman who does all things and seems to do it all with the grace and poses. Oh my God. This is real good. It's real good, y'all. I'm gonna help you out. I'm almost done. The wisdom of God, is principle. All you get an understanding. When you want to be this Proverbs 31 woman, you must be about your father's business. You don't want to be like in the book of James, talk about the talebearer, the busybody. You don't want to do that. Come on, somebody. That's why tonight I can truly testify on my own self tonight. It's been 3 years now in September, and I promise you all, I have kept myself no date. Come on, somebody, because guess what? I'm waiting on my soulmate. So while I'm waiting on my soulmate, I must keep myself busier. So I must find myself doing other things to who occupy my mind. Because anytime you're not busy, that's when the enemy comes creeps in and he try to play that little loneliness and all kind of stuff start going through our mind. I wish this, I wish that. And you'll find yourself. You will find yourself with the wrong person doing the wrong thing. Woo! Come on, somebody. Whosoever findeth a wife finds a good thing, obtain highly favor of God. And Proverbs, oh my God, not get this. This is for my the single men in the bottom line of single tonight. Proverbs 31 verse 12. This is what the women's gonna say to our husband. She will do him good and not evil all the days of life. Now, when you are Proverbs 31 woman, you are different. You're not just an average woman. Remember, at the beginning, I explained to you about what really a Proverbs 31 woman is and how we conduct ourselves and how we must act and how we must say certain things we can't say, certain things we can't do. Why? Because we are different. A Proverbs 31 woman, virtuous woman. She have set herself aside. She have preserved herself, number one, for God. She ain't focused on no man. She ain't focused on no husband. She ain't focused on no sidekick. She ain't focused, all she focused on is God. Because what the Bible said in St. Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all you righteous things shall be added." So if you want a husband or wife, God said the righteous husband going to be added. Why it's gonna be at why? Because I am continuing to seek first the kingdom of God. All the righteous things. So all whatever you desire to put in there, all you can put it in there. Come on, somebody. I can't tell you what to add in there. You gotta do it. But my key thing is, but you got to seek first the kingdom of God. But can he be real for night? We got to be real. Some of us, we seek first the kingdom of God. That's our last thing on the list, right? Why? Because we don't think about that. But as soon as our back is against the wall, then we think about it. But then when the word of God says, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. All you watch this thing, will be added unto you. That is a guarantee. When God speaks, he confirm what he say. So tonight, I just want to encourage the women on tonight. I had a whole new lesson. And I promise you, I can find a lesson. But I thought I had spoke on the third Sunday, third Thursday, I promise you, in March, I had a whole lesson. And tonight, I could not find that lesson for nothing in the world. But guess what? I didn't get discouraged. Why? Because you should always have a backup plan. Woo! You should always have a backup plan. You should always have another word in your heart. In your mouth, come on, son, in your belly. You should always be to go back and pull up something and say, God, quickly, I need you to give me something now. I don't need this to be tearing, because I only got a few hours to bring forth the word of God tonight, and I don't want to be bringing out of Lisa's intellect. I don't want to hear Lisa. I want to hear you. I want to hear God. I want them to hear the Spirit of God speaking to me, because I'm just a vessel that's been set aside, preserved by God on tonight. That's why tonight we can say, God, fill me up to our overflow. And once God fills us up, well, if we overflow, we should find somebody. We should be seeking, searching, and praying, asking God, Lord, you don't fill me up. I'm overflowing. Lord, I'm about to burst. We should find somebody else that we can say, sister, I got enough. So what I got on me, I'm finna give it to you. Because God said, you need to be filled up. You need to be refreshed, revived, restored. We can't be stingy. We can't be selfish. Let's not be self-righteous women and men of God. Come on, somebody. Let's not think about ourselves, but think about someone else. Amen, amen. And I promise you, I am done. When the Holy Ghost say, cut it off, baby, I ain't going to override the Holy Ghost. Woman of wisdom. A woman of wisdom. A man of wisdom tonight. Come on, talking about the men of God. A man of wisdom. You got to seek God in all that you do. You got to acknowledge God. You got to pray. You got to fast. Come on, somebody. You got to continue to seek. Continue to knock before God. And we got to learn how to wait on God to give us our answer. I thank God. God delivered me from Lisa. Woo! Y'all better hit me tonight. I thank God he delivered me from my own self. Why? I want to be delivered. I'm tired of making the same mistake. I'm tired of going around the same cycle. I'm tired of repeat. Uh-oh. Repeat. Repeat. I'm tired of dealing with the familiar spirit. Familiar spirit, something you ain't never got rid of. That's what you be attacked. You be attracted to the last person because that's a familiar spirit. Why? Because you did not destroy that, and you find yourself going back with somebody from the last relationship. Why? It is a familiar. And the last thing I'm gonna say, you better make sure there's no residue left on you and me. Come on, somebody. Not even from your ministry came from upon them. You got to make sure there's no residue following you on you. Why? People's going to know, I see something on you. What is it? I see the residue. Oh, my God. Are you for real? Why? Because we did not re-announce that. We carried our old ministry into the new ministry. As soon as we see something not right, we go bite. Oh, my God. Oh, the bishop, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor. Why? You should never bring anything old into anything new. The Bible says, forget the things behind you. Press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ. You cannot go forward to anything in the kingdom of God until you let go of all stuff. All things. You must close some door. Don't close the door. Slam the door. Slam that door. Say, oh my God, my door, but come on. Why? I slammed the door. Why I did it there? I didn't make sure the door was closed. Every door must be closed. Our next assignment is greater. But you cannot get to the next assignment till you close every door. Every door for your past. We learn from our past, and we keep it moving. This time, it's back in your hand, Pastor E. Hamilton. Your sister is done, and I'm finished. God bless you. Thank you so much. It's in your hand, Pastor E. God bless. Aida, Pastor Terry.
Amen. Good word, my beautiful sister. We always say glory to God because when we're ministering, it is Him that's using us just as vessels. But good word, Prophet Lisa, you know, and you gave all the scriptures to go with it. But as you were speaking, it just kept coming to my spirit, Mark 12:30. And then you said Matthew 6:33. When it's a virtuous woman, you got to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, spirit, and soul, you know. So
yes,
you, as you was ministering, just take me there. And then you went to Matthew 6:33. but seek
yes,
first his kingdom, you know. But this is a good word, you know, a good word so we as women can go back and listen, and it holds us accountable. Sometimes we hold ourselves accountable to people and out there to things, but we hold ourselves accountable to the word of God.
Yes.
How does God see us? So praise be to God. God bless you. And keep sharing his word, because we need to hear that. Because he said
Amen.
In his word, our faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And you're
yes,
his vessel
Amen.
Tonight. Amen. Love
Amen.
You much, my
praise
sister.
God.
Amen. Praise God. You have any announcements going on in your ministry and what you're doing you want to share with the listeners?
Like I said, you know, God is great and worthy to be praised. I thank God opened a door for me up under my pastor, Pastor Deborah Davis, of God International Ministry, and I thank God for the opportunity. Matter of fact, I will be preaching there on next Sunday, the fourth Sunday, and this Sunday I'll be presiding over the service. So I was just telling God the Lord, I said, God, I got to do more. Because for me being single, have a loss of time. Now that, Lord, connect me with somebody that doing an outreach ministry. And then yesterday, one of my sisters, we be connected. She can explain to me about what they do in the community. And I said, that's it right there. I got to connect, because I love outreach ministry. I don't mind preaching in the pulpit, but I want to be in the streets and winning, encourage men, women, and boys and girls, you know, that God loves you, you know what I'm saying, and just encourage them. So I thank God for next month. The ministry that I be connecting with, that they do outreach ministry, they do prison ministry. Let me tell you something. If we stay in the right place, in the right position, God will connect us with people doing what people desire, what we want to do. God will let us connect with them people, but we got to stay in the right place, in a position I was in, and then we have to be ready. Because I promised it tonight, Pastor Terry, I was so tired. I said, I'm going to call Terry Pastor E. Let me do it.
I
couldn't go find my lesson. So you know that the enemy said, won't you just call and tell them you'll do the makeup? You know, you can't find your notes and you ain't got the word. You don't know what to say. And the Lord said, baby, there's no excuse, because
that's
he cried. Said, remember, I chose you. You didn't
Amen.
Choose me. So he said, you should always have a word somewhere you can go back and pull it out. And I thank God tonight that I done leaned out to my own understanding. I thank God I allowed the Holy Spirit to discipline me and say, no, you're going to be on that line at 8 o'clock. The Lord said, I don't refresh you. Everything you need, he said, I already made a deposit in you. Open up your mouth, and I'm going to speak to you. I thank God for that.
Praise God.
I was going to tonight, Pastor Terry. God bless. Thank you, and Pastor Terry.
Praise God.
Thank you for the
opportunity. You know what I heard you say, you just said, you said that do more in 24. You want to do more, and that's been with the Now Church and P2P. Do more in 24. Doing more within us, and when we do more within us, we can share what's within us, what God is doing with us for His kingdom. So you keep doing what you're doing. Amen.
Yes,
praise God for you.
Praise
you
Lord.
Know, I don't know if Pastor E's available. I'm not on the board tonight to open the lines, but if you want to let any of your listeners or callers know how they can contact you, and then how they can see next month on your third Thursday to come and join us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. If we have some first-time callers or some new callers tonight, amen, you can reach me. I am on Facebook upon Lisa Harris. It would say Panama City, Florida. And you can just inbox me any messages, either tonight, the service, if it bless you. If you want to just call me and say, text me, say, hey, could you give me them notes, or could you go back over this list to me again? I would definitely do that, because God wants us to be that Proverbs 31 woman, that most of all is to be that praying woman. Come on, somebody. We have to live the life before our family, and say we can draw them. We can't draw nobody if we're doing the same thing they doing. We have to be set aside. We have to be different. Amen. So I just want to thank God again for the opportunity to be the brain for the word of God on tonight. Thank God I don't allow the enemy
you know, trip me up and tell me don't do
yes,
it, blah, 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 all kinds of things. But I thank God
yes,
I open wise to enemy, and I press beyond whatever's going on. I said, no,
yes.
not tonight. It ain't happening tonight, baby. Guess what?
Because
the Bible said, "Lean a couple of fields." So when you've been chosen by God, there's no excuses. You should always, the Bible said, be you ready at all times.
Yes. You know,
so
what
I do thank God again for, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Yes, before you pray us out, I want to make sure you share with the listeners your Cash App, because some people may want to sow a seed in good ground, you know, because
yes, ma'am.
When God uses us, and you, so some, we should be planting seeds within each other, you know, because he said the harvest is coming, you know, so
yes,
we got to just trust in him through it all, amen. So share your Cash App with us.
Amen. Well, first of all, anybody want to be a blessing and sow into the word, not sow into me, sow into the word on tonight. It's my Cash App is $LisaCarol67. Again, it's $LisaCarol67. You want to be a blessing, God put on your heart, sow. If not, you pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you, and I love you all. And now we're going to pray us out. Amen. And then Papa E. Papa talking about being so tired, because guess what? He'd have been on the line hollering by now.
But amen. You know what? He'll listen later tonight, as he always does. He listens
yes,
to
yes.
the archives, but we thank God for archives too. Amen.
Amen.
And so will I.
Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that came on tonight. We thank you for such an enriched word on tonight. Don't let the one that's dialed in just listen to the word, but let them examine themselves, God. Let this word be absorbed in them, God, that they'll go back and read the book of Proverbs, go back and read the 1 Timothy 3:18, and God, allow this word to find them, and allow this word to search their heart out. And let them know that they got to seek and pray and fast God even the more. Because when God do send us our husband, we want the man of God to be able to say what I said on tonight in the word of God. God, I ask you to bless your people on tonight. Father God, let them get sweet sleep, sweet rest tonight. Father God, I cover everybody up on the sound of my voice tonight. Lord, we plead the blood and we apply the blood over your people tonight. Father God, that you continue to cover us, continue to keep us, continue to shield and protect us on tonight. And Lord, we thank you tonight that we are more than a conqueror. Do Christ Jesus, God, bless your people on tonight. Encourage your people tonight. Somebody might be down and out, God, might be going through some things. Their fight might be up against the wall. But God, all I got to do is go to faith up through 6:33 on tonight and read the word, apply the word, and let the word be doing in them on tonight. And Lord, I give you all the praise, and you get all the glory. And Father God, you get all the honor on tonight. We thank you for the opportunity. Lord, we bless you. We shall bark your name tonight. And Lord, we ask you tonight that you will cover your people under your blood on tonight. And Lord, you get all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray amen, amen tonight. And I love you all so much. God bless you.
Amen. Much love. Goodbye, family.